Omicron continues to spread across the globe. It's now in more than 50 nations. And in the U.S., it's been detected in at least 19 states. But preliminary findings indicate the new COVID-19 variant is not as severe as the Delta variant. In South Africa, where it was first detected, studies show cases are less severe, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert.
It appears that with the cases that are seen, we are not seeing a very severe profile of disease. In fact, it might be, and I underscore might, be less severe, as shown by the ratio of hospitalizations per number of new cases. However, this could be influenced by the fact that many in this particular cohort are young individuals. The hospital stay seems to be less, and the use of supplemental oxygen needs to be less.
According to data from South Africa, 70% of those hospitalized with Omicron did not need oxygen. Only a few developed pneumonia, and average hospital stays were also lower, roughly 3 days, compared to the average 8.5 days over the last year and a half. The more serious cases were amongst the unvaccinated. Fauci says it will take more time to get a better understanding of Omicron and how it's affecting people in the U.S., noting the data is only preliminary. Although it spread to 19 states in the country, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says 99% of new infections in the U.S. are from the Delta variant.
Right now, we're seeing about 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 each day in the United States. We have months of study on Delta, and all of those data demonstrate that vaccines work, testing works, masking works, and that ventilation works. While we are still working to understand the severity of Omicron, as well as how it responds to therapeutics and vaccines, we anticipate that all of the same measures will at least in part provide some protection against Omicron. So if you are not yet vaccinated, this means getting vaccinated. If you are eligible to be boosted and you are not yet boosted, this also means getting boosted.
COVID-19 infections and deaths in the U.S. are on the rise, as officials have warned of a holiday surge. Infections have increased nearly 20%. The seven-day average is 103,000 new COVID-19 infections a day. COVID-19 deaths are also up nearly 60%, more than 1,100 deaths a day, up from 700 the week before. Officials stress vaccination and mask wearing as the best defense. Jeff Zients, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, says the administration has marked a milestone in vaccinations, 5 million children with at least one vaccine dose. That's nearly 20% of kids.
Today, we'll hit 5 million kids ages 5 through 11 with at least their first shot. 5 million kids with their first shot, that's a major milestone in our effort to keep our kids safe and our schools open. The president's plan doubles down on making it even more convenient for parents to get their kids and themselves the shots they need. This includes launching hundreds of new vaccination clinics at community health centers and other trusted locations around the country. These one-stop shops will offer vaccinations for the whole family at the same time and same place. Parents will be able to get their first, second, or booster shots and get their kids vaccinated all at once.
The Biden administration is also making rapid COVID-19 tests available for free for those who want them before gathering with loved ones for the holidays. As for the Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will be 2 to 4 weeks before more is known about it. I'm Christina Onestad reporting for KPFA.